the two songs you know best, right, are Sultans of Swing and Money for Nothing. Money for Nothing was inspired at an appliance store. You add some cool guitar. You add Sting. He did the I Want My MTV part. He actually wrote, he gets writing credit for that part of the song. It was number one in Billboard's Hot 100 for 3 weeks. Money for Nothing. Here's Mark Knopfler to explain what happened.
Sometimes some songs have like a situation. You walk into a situation and you see it. Money for Nothing. I was out with my wife and we were buying some kitchen stuff in New York. And it had all these microwave ovens and cookers and kitchen display unit in the front window. And it had a wall of TV sets at the back of the store. It was a big appliance store. They were all tuned to MTV and the protagonist in Money for Nothing, he was there. And he was just talking about all these videos that were on. I just started spying on him. And bang, there's the situation.
Bang. Well, Cheap Trick and John Lennon, got to use your imagination for that one. But it happened. They had a manager in common, and they asked Rick Nielsen and Bunny Carlos to come and record with John Lennon. Rick Nielsen actually did it and missed the birth of his son. Here's Rick Nielsen.
Got asked to do this. Got to keep it quiet, quiet, hush, hush, and... I got a phone call at 5 in the morning that my third son had been born, and I would have been home except for the fact that I was asked to do this hush-hush thing with John Lennon, and so I smuggled some Cuban cigars from Montreal, and we all smoked and toasted in the studio with John and Yoko and Jack Douglas. Thank God I got an understanding son and understanding wife.
John Lennon wasn't exactly sure who they were at first.
It was musician to musician. As John came in and saw me, and there's, oh, it's you guys. Because Jack had said, he's got these guys, Cheap Trick, Rick Nielsen or whatever. I think he thought it was Ricky Nelson. I think he was, you know, Ozzy and Harriet or something. But then it was fine. I mean, it went really well.
I guess it all depends on your perspective. In 1998, Lennon's son, Sean, told Cheap Trick bass player Tom Petersen that he did not know his dad was so hip when he learned that Cheap Trick was recording with him.